Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that God wants you and I to help Him connect to the generations before us and after us? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we're in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 10, and it says that when Joshua and his generation died or had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel. So this is a very dark picture here that Joshua's generation, God did amazing things. They came into the promised land, they kicked tail, they took Jericho, they took land, they defeated giants in battle. But the next generation did not know the Lord. And so there was a disconnect. And I think today, regardless of how old you are and I am, we need to make sure that we're connected to other generations. And if we believe God, and if we know God, if we walk with God, then our faith and our walk with God should be able to impact all three generations, the one that went before us, the one that we're in right now, and the one that will come after us. You know, God said to Moses in Exodus, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I think for you and I, we have a responsibility to three generations, the one before us, our generation, and the one that will come after us. And if we have a heart for all three generations, our walk with God will be healthy. And also we can invest and bless and help the other three generations as well. And if you're young today listening to this and you go, oh, wow, how can I help the generation that's gone before me? Well, it says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, in the same way, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you be clothed with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And so, you know, if you're a younger person today, listen to your elders. Listen to the older people who've gone before you. Don't dismiss them. Don't say, oh, that generation, they didn't really cut it. They didn't really do much, you know, we can do better, we're young and we're... No, that's not a godly attitude. A godly attitude is, wow, this older generation, they've lasted the distance. You know, I believe one of the greatest currencies in heaven as far as human beings are concerned is longevity. You know, if someone walks with God for 50, 60, 70 years, maintains their integrity, maintains their walk with God, doesn't get, swayed to the right or to the left and just stay solid for God, that is currency in heaven. So you can be young today, incredibly gifted. You know, God could even be using you right in powerful ways, but you've only been doing this for 5 years or 2 years or maybe 10 years. Hey, respect you, love you, celebrating you, you know, I want to see you just do amazing things with your life. But just remember, you don't have the same currency as an older person. As an older man or woman who's in their 70s or 80s, who've walked with God their whole life, maintain their integrity, maintain their commitment to the Word of God. You don't have that currency. Now, they may not have seen as much fruit as you. It doesn't matter. When you've done your 50, 60 years, you'll have the same currency. So until you've got that currency, stay humble, stay teachable, and appreciate the generation that's gone before you, because there's a blessing in that generation that went before you, and you can tap into that. You can download that. You can receive that. You can learn so much. Some of my greatest times as a Christian have been with older men and women of God, but usually men of God, older men of God, where I sit and I listen, I learn, I receive, they pray over me, they impart. You know, one of the greatest 3 days of my life was spent a few years ago in America with an older pastor. He's in his 80s now, Pastor Olin Griffin. Stayed in his house. We went to church together. You know, we prayed together. We stayed up late laughing together, giggling. Him telling me stories about his child, about his youth, about when he first started his church. It was just amazing. It was like hanging out with a young guy. He had a young heart and he was imparting into my life and I was receiving it and I was being so blessed. Why? Because I've always had an attitude towards older men of God that I'm going to listen. You know, when I'm with an older pastor, I don't try and tell him what I've done or what I'm doing or what I think or what I believe. That's arrogance. You know, old people don't need to know what I believe. I think old people need to be listened to. They need to be heard because there's something from God inside their life and you and I can download that. So if you're a little bit younger, honor your elders, honor the generation that went before you and you can receive a great blessing from them. And then one day you will impart a great blessing to the generation that comes after you.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.